Un, deux, trois. Allons-y!
Allons-y! Welcome to Sticky Pickles! Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle? Knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 2, Episode 18 of Sticky Pickles, Social Stalker and the Smug Health Nut. Maria, you are kicking us off today. Tell me about social stalker.
Okay, so Carol, I'm going to take you back to your university / college days. Do you remember what it was like back then?
Oh, yeah. Well, hardly. But yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah. Did you ever, were you ever in a, like, sort of serious relationship in those days? Or, like, did you date?
Always and never. Yeah, always. Yeah. Oh.
I didn't. I was a complete idiot, so I just studied. But I do. But most, I would say most people I know probably found at least one beau or belle during those years. And I don't know if it was like this for you, but I seem to remember that relationships at that age, romantic relationships, felt like 80 gazillion times more serious than life or death. Like, this person I've met is, like, for me forever, and there's no question, and how dare you even think that maybe we're not perfect for each other, and we're going to be happy forever and ever and ever. It kind of was like that.
Yep, totally.
That or it's just a fling.
Intense. A lot of either a fling or so intense, and then it just explodes.
Like, you're just like, oh, I'm sure the two of you are going to get married, and in some cases they do, and it's like, oh, I totally called that.
I think it's hormones, though, right? Like, I think because you're young and you're hormonal, and it's just like, oh my God, I can't believe you do that. And the jealousy and the drama.
The drama. Yeah, I knew one couple that met in college. They stayed together. They were pre-med. They stayed together through medical school, through residency. They are now both doctors, married with children. Like, I cannot, like, that.
Wow.
It was so intense. They just, yeah. But everybody else I know, it was like super intense relationships, and they met in college, and you know, it seemed like they were unshakable, and then, you know, a few months later, they're shaken.
But yeah, yeah.
As the hormones chill. So, okay, we're in that mindset.
Cool.
So I want you to think of this guy. His name is Rick, and he's not actually the hero of this story, but Rick is like Mr. Charming Charisma, you know, average to decent looking dude. No red flags about this guy. Just like seems like a nice guy. Checks all the good boxes that a lady might be looking for. The hero of our story is Sophie. And Sophie, first-gen college attendee in her family. So this being in college is like a really big deal for her because her family was like really working class and nobody had ever been to school. Her upbringing was really, really tough. Like there was a lot of poverty. There was a lot of like not necessarily in her family, but around her there was violence. And like college is like her way out and
serious.
Everything's
and
riding
serious.
On this. Very yeah. serious. Yeah. Whereas for Rick, it's like his parents went to school, his grandparents went to school. It's kind of like
you're going
where
to school.
You park yourself yeah. for 4 years. You're just going to school. Mm-hmm. So coming at that from two very different angles, but for Sophie, she's studying hard, she's getting good grades, and at one point Rick catches her eye. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, I'm going to allow myself to feel my full humanity and pursue Rick. And Rick is totally open to being pursued. And she's still being serious about her studies, but she's also like, I want to make sure I don't jump into a relationship with Rick too fast. So I want to like get to know him real slow, like as friends first, with the maybe with benefits coming soon after.
Okay.
So she doesn't like leap into bed with Rick. Like Rick knows he's being pursued. So he's like, he gets to know Sophie as well.
So they're like dating rather than having 15 drinks and seeing where they go.
They're actually courting.
Yeah, courting.
Yeah, I get like yeah. to be real old school. They're courting. Yeah, it's like a little old school.
Dun, dun, dun. Exciting.
And Sophie reveals her family story. She's very upfront about it. There's no shame in it, of course. So she tells Rick all about her story. And Rick is like very intrigued, like, oh wow, that's an incredible story. And you know what, Sophie, I super relate to your story because you know, I have a whole bunch of foster siblings who grew up just like you did, and they had a really hard upbringing, and I was happy to be their responsible older brother who kind of showed them the way of like compassion and like a stable life. And you know, my parents also were really hard scrabble, and I understand what it's like to not have enough food on the table, and I totally know where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophie's like got hearts in her eyes, and she's like, he not only is like a really gorgeous guy and we're, you know, in the same major in school, but he understands my background. He gets me on like a molecular level. This guy is like everything.
We are Venn diagrammed like in a real serious way here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I feel like I've got a clear runway for this guy.
Right.
So enter Sophie's bestie.
Enter the pickle.
Okay. Enter the pickle. No, that was Rick. It's Pickle Rick. Sophie's bestie, Omni, is extremely smart, and she's picking up what you and I are sort of already picking up, which is like, wow, Rick sounds perfect for you, Sophie. Maybe a little too perfect. What yeah. the hell is going on with that? So Omni not only is super smart, not in the cloud of hormones, she's also really skilled at stalking people on social media. Like, I fully believe this is a very good skill set if one has it. Like, use that muscle. So Omni starts doing some digging on Rick.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Rick's not an idiot. He doesn't have all his social media open to the entire world. But Omni, through some digging, is able to sort of put a picture together of Rick that doesn't quite sound like what Sophie has been told. Her impression of Rick is like, he's a pretty milquetoast, white, middle-class dude with a very soft and easy upbringing. She sees no siblings whatsoever in any of his family photos. As far as Omni can tell, Rick is very much an only child.
Right. Like, so all these foster children and these foster brothers and sisters may not exist.
And not only that, but his whole, like, I grew up with a working class, hard background, whatever. She's seeing pictures of Rick's parents and, like, they have a vacation home that they've stayed at. And their house looks real nice. And also, there's a picture of Rick on his 16th birthday receiving a very fancy sports car, which is not exactly a hard scrabble way of upbringing, you know?
This is a perfect way for you to get to your fencing lessons, darling Rick.
And then later we'll take you to the debutante ball. Yeah. So Omni's like, I smell massive bullshit coming from Rick.
Yeah. The Olive Garden is not a treat for Rick, is basically what we're saying here.
He has never even been in an Olive Garden, exactly. I dare say. It is beneath him. So Omni is actually the one in the sticky pickle because she loves her friend Sophie, but she's like, listen, okay. She's going through this in her head. Let's say Rick is lying. Eventually, if they work out, Sophie and Rick, Sophie's going to find out. So wouldn't this be up to Sophie to just make that discovery? Because Rick cannot lie forever. But if Sophie never finds out and it's just a fling, then who cares? Like, why insert herself in the drama? So if you're Omni, what do you do?
So I've been in a pretty similar situation to this.
Really? Oh, my gosh. All right.
Where girl is dating boy and but boy is like, yeah, let's not tell anyone because we both work in the same place. Maybe I should keep this for a sticky pickle.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Mm.
Everybody scrap that.
But basically, I was in the same situation where I had to decide, do I tell girl what I found out? Okay, my girlfriend. Mm. Do I tell her what I find out? Or will she just find out on her own that he's a complete Muffet dick face?
Right.
Right. And I ended up telling her and it was pretty dramatic.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like it worked out. We're still friends, actually, to this day.
Oh, okay. But okay.
Pretty dramatic, you know, 24 hours. I took the day off work the next day.
Oh,
kind of dramatic. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So, but I don't regret telling her. So I think you got to do a solid and you got to say, look, I'm a little nervous that Rick is not all that. Let me show you what I found. And you're going to have to face Sophie going, oh, my God, how could you do this to me? You know, you asshole, something. I think Omni's going to have to face a bit of that.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe Sophie will go, oh, my God, Omni, you're amazing. I've loved you forever. Thank you for helping me.
Yeah, you did me a solid. Yeah.
Yeah, and Sophie at the beginning was all like, I'm courting. So they haven't smooched or seriously.
The runway
smooched,
looks...
Smooched privates.
Even if they have, I mean, it doesn't mean they're married, you know. One can smooch privates and then move on. I'm not sure if you're aware. yeah, I mean, it's like Omni wants to be real with Sophie, and Sophie deserves the truth. But then there's the other part of, like, will Sophie shoot the messenger? Because, like, when I was in a not exactly the same, but somewhat similar of like, hey, this guy's bad news kind of situation, yeah. A friend of mine was like, I know and I don't care. stay the fuck out. This actually was like with a roommate of mine in college, and she was sleeping.
Right.
She was sleeping with a known man who gets around a lot.
Lothario.
Yes. he was known. And I was like, I don't know if you know this, but he sleeps with anything with legs and a pulse. And she's like, yeah, I know. It's fine.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up, Rhea.
Shut up and let me have my fun. You're approved. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to shut the fuck up now. So,
but, you know, I once was dating this guy. See, I don't know what would have happened. But anyway, I split up with him. And after I split up with him, one of my best friends at the time was like, oh, thank God he was such a dick. And I was like, why didn't you tell me beforehand? Mm. Like, if you saw and I didn't. And she was like, because I didn't want to sway you. I didn't want you to blame me.
Ugh. He's like, you want to let people make their own mistakes and make their own discoveries, because you know sometimes the inclination, especially if like the Sophie in question is like head over heels, like really wants to smooch private, like to shoot the messenger. But at the same time, like,
it's kind of a dead giveaway that you're not, you're upset by the information, though.
Yeah.
It's landed.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you go about it in a hypothetical way, going, hey, Sophie, so imagine there's this like girl, right, named Mophie, and this guy called Dick.
Mophie and Dick. Totally not you. Very fictional. Yeah, that approach will definitely work. I have a feeling, given that Sophie is very cautious, she would appreciate the info. It will land hard. But I think in this case, Sophie would be like, okay, I didn't want to get burned and you kept me from getting burned, so thank you. But also, why did you stalk him? That's weird. We need to have a talk about boundaries. But maybe it's okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Sophie didn't ask Omni to go do this research, this recon.
Yeah, why did Omni feel the need to, aside from, like, something's wrong in my tummy that makes me think
that's changed my view, actually, a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah, because...
What if Sophie goes, you're trying to get on my man, and Omni's not, but whatever. Mm.
I'd just be like, why would you do that? Like, I would just think, if you're a BFF, at that first point when you're like, I met this guy, Rick, and he's super hot and I really like him, I might court him.
Court. That's definitely a thing people say.
You'd like Omni to go, well, hey, let's check him out. Let's do a little recon. You know how good I am.
Yeah.
I'm this, online PI.
Yeah. If I were Omni, I would just back off. Like, use your powers for good in your own situation. Don't fuck up someone else's life, maybe. But that genie is out of the bottle, unfortunately. Maybe Omni shuts up and just learns that maybe she overstepped on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe just don't say anything and let Sophie make her own mistakes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a really hard one, because I understand being worried about your friend.
Yeah. Especially if they're really cautious and they're not like the type that just jumps from person to person.
The first love screws you sideways if it's the wrong person. Like, if they're badasses, like, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one to get over.
Absolutely. It is.
Well, good luck, Sophie.
And good luck, Omni, and fuck you, Rick.
Yeah, fuck you, Rick. That's what I think, too.
What is your sticky pickle?
All right, we've got a couple, mid-40s, Blair and Millie. Now, they've been together a while now, Blair and Millie.
Yeah.
Not married, but like firmly entrenched in each other's lives, okay? So they own a house together, they share finances, they share snacks.
Snacks!
In fact, they share a lot of snacks.
Wow.
And the story is a bit about the snacks, because over the years, they've had more and more snacks, and they become more softer in the snackier middle than...
Okay, I was going to say, is snack a euphemism? No, it is not. We're literally talking about snacks.
We're just talking snacks.
Talking snacks.
Talking snacks. And,
let's talk about snacks, baby. Okay, no. All right.
And they notice that they're, like, a little bit out of breath when they're walking up gentle slopes, They feel soft. And they both would admit that they're not really happy about being in the shape that they are currently.
Fair. Same.
Yeah. We've all been there. So a year or so after discussing it, they realize that they now have the willpower to sort it out. And last spring, they decided to get into shape. But they both approached it in very unique ways. Unique to each other.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Blair decided to go vegan.
Huh.
He walks every day.
Okay, yeah, that's better.
And he took up yoga in a big way.
Okay.
And Millie hit the gym. Lives off protein shakes and steaks.
Interesting. Okay.
And took up weightlifting.
Wow. Good for you, Millie.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the going vegan thing, I know a lot of people who've done that, and they gain a lot of weight. So,
Well, interesting. So almost a year later, both have met their individual goals, right?
Oh, lucky.
Blair is 30 pounds lighter, can see his toes. Oh, he can touch them without even risking an injury. And Millie is as strong as an ox, okay? She goes to the gym 4 times a week. She's pumping iron. She makes Linda Hamilton look like a Barbie doll, okay? Like, she is properly, like, ripped.
I feel motivated right now. Except I'm not going anywhere near a gym for a good while, but yeah, damn, all right.
And she loves showing off her newly discovered, very defined, and very impressive muscle body, right?
Muscles.
Yeah, yes. So she likes the, like, very tight, bright lycra and sachets around the place like a queen. And she almost started lording over other people, right? The mere weaklings, the ones that can't bench press whatever she can bench press.
She's going to pump them up.
Yes.
Really? Is she going full Arnold?
Yeah, she's going full Arnie.
Oh, no, Millie. That's not very modern of you, Millie. Come on.
So this is not the Millie that Blair's known for the last years that they've been together, right? This is all brand new. And she started doing this thing that drives him absolutely freaking nuts, which is always trying to prove that she can lift things way better and way heavier than anyone else and doesn't need anyone's help. They're in the supermarket, right? And he's right there. They've just done their big weekly shop. And she's like, carries everything off on her own. Can hardly walk, but she's carrying it. And she's carrying them high.
All at once.
Yeah. Her elbows are basically like level with her shoulders because she's like holding and she's walking out, you know.
Bench pressing her husband, her common-law husband, I guess. Bench pressing her partner.
Right. He's like following limply behind her to the car, right? Or like she's moving furniture around the house all the time, and she does this often, but she like shoos him out of the way while she lifts the 4-seater with ease, right?
Right. She's like, I have to vacuum under here. Woo!
Yes. Yes.
But you can stay sitting on it while I lift it. Got it. Exactly. Okay.
It's like, didn't Flintstones, didn't Wilma, she was able to lift loads of stuff. She was amazing.
Obviously. Wilma is inspo,
yeah, she's
right?
So cool. And then, like, insisting that Blair and the neighbors watch her carry their brand new 80-inch TV on her own from the car. And spoiler alert, this is the source of their tensions right now.
Okay, the TV?
Because Blair and Millie go out and buy this, like, you know, they're not loaded, right? They're not loaded, but they go out and buy this massive TV.
Yeah, 80-inch, my God. Okay.
Yeah, 80-inch, exactly. Jeez. And they get home and she's like, don't you dare touch it, my little sausage, it's all mine, right? Steve, yelling to the neighbor, come watch this. And she slides it out of the, you know, the trunk of the car one-handed, right? Props it up on her shoulder, lets it swing down into, like, you know, the her arms.
What are the, wait, she's got an 80-inch TV under her arm. How tall is she?
like a baby, like a baby, like holding Jesus, you know, like, how do you say that? Like
the Pieta with the TV.
How do you do it?
I feel like I need a diagram because I'm not quite understanding how this works, but okay, I'll just, sake of argument, I'll just
like
go.
Like, you hold a newborn, right? She's holding the TV like that, like she's clinching it towards her chest, right? Her very, very strong chest.
This 80-inch TV, okay. She can't see shit.
Can't see shit, and it all goes wrong. Because you know what? It falls to the floor. The whole thing, kabash,
of course.
Boom. And she goes, oops, slippy. And she still has not said sorry. And that is what is grating Blair right now. He is fuming, and she's humming in the kitchen, getting her frickin' protein shake. Right?
Oh, is the TV just shattered there in the driveway?
The TV's like now near the garbage now. Like, still in the box.
I have a very serious question. Is she on steroids or something that's like affecting her brain?
I don't know. But what if you're like, Blair? Do you ask that? I guess you do. Like, is that your...
Like, is he living with a maroon? Like, I mean... From the TV removal, that does, like, I just, look at that, whee! And then just, like, leaving a shattered several thousand dollar TV, like, it's no big deal. Like, I don't Something's wrong cognitively there.
I'm crying.
Oh my God. So wait, is this actually a sticky pickle?
Well, he's like, so, you know, do the silent treatment, hope they notice. Do you go on the attack, right?
I'd be a little afraid to attack someone. Well, that's strong. I mean, he's bendy, right? Maybe he can be lithe and like...
He's like a slinky. He'll just bounce out of there.
This is like, wow, wow, wow.
He goes nuts. He calls her an asshole for dropping the fucking TV that cost him basically a whole month's fucking rent. Millie freaks out and says, you're just jealous because I can practically bench press you and you're this little skinny vegan yoga twat and you should have just...
Wait, and they've been together for a long time?
Yes. She's very...
Presumably they love each other?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like people who love each other.
Oh,
I don't know.
Is twat better? No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
No, like you could call him a cunt. I don't even care. It's just like you're just jealous because I can bench press you. Like, have more affectionate words ever been uttered between a couple that's been together long term?
Well, okay, so basically he's smarting from that comment, right? The yoga twat comment. She's fuming. She's fuming because he called her an asshole. So they're on both opposite sides of the house and they're both ignoring each other. And
oh, but the makeup sex is going to be great. Oh my God. They're going to probably break furniture.
I wish Blair had thought of that. Blair decides to drop a challenge and he says, you need to pay for the TV. If you do not want to pay for the TV, you need to attend my next yoga class. And if you can keep up and all the way to the peak pose, you don't have to pay for the new TV.
And is this one of those like 90-minute hot yogas?
It's a 90-minute, not hot yoga, it's a beginner class, but she's like, fuck, no biggie, right? Accepts the challenge, but soon regrets it. Because it turns out that weightlifting is really good on the short and swollen muscles and not so good on the long and lithe. And the stretches, like she just couldn't do the balancing poses. Like she just couldn't, right? The one leg, hand swinging in the air, like doing a tree. Impossible. In fact, she fell squarely on her ass. Okay. And with her fall fell her attitude. She suddenly realized that despite her humongous, amazing strength, she was being a dick.
Yeah.
Down fell Millie from her weightlifting throne. And Blair was there to catch her.
Oh.
And then they both fell on the floor.
This is a much more heartwarming story than I thought it would be. I was going to be like, they're separated. And he's like, also, they're going to small claims court. And you owe me a TV. And you're hiring professional movers to bring him into my house. Because I'm not trusting you to do that, Millie. Because we saw what happened last time. Yeah, I went for the nuclear option.
I know. I had to go sweet this week. It's good I did. Oh, you had like social stalker.
Yeah, that is really sweet. That's like a really nice, mature ending to a relationship quandary.
Well, we had to do something after our guest came on and ruined everything.
Oh, God. No, he was awesome, though.
Yeah. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
And as always, please get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And email us your Sticky Pickles at hello@stickypickles.com. And anything else, find us on stickypickles.com. Bye!
And this Sticky Pickles episode was created, hosted, and produced by Maria Vamarsis and Carol Terrio. Inspired by the internet, embellished by us. Another one in the bag.
Yeah.